Old Weekend. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Good morning. It's 9:34. Got a cloudy sky, 18 degrees. It's Newsday Tuesday, November 29th. Can you believe tomorrow, the last day of November? Yeah, then we're into December and definitely starting to get entrenched into the holiday season. But not too far where we can't talk football, believe it or not. And Yoni Fobb in to talk with me this morning. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. I was trying to think the last time you were in here to talk to me. It's been forever.
I think it was Dreams Auction.
It was.
Yep. I came in, which would have been my first year.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years ago. I've been at the Alumni Foundation for 2 years now. And I came in and did a little spiel on the Dreams Auction. So I think that was the last time.
That's too long. I need my Yoni fix.
Right.
I need you in here a little bit more. Well, we are here to talk Wildcat football, and what a season. What more can you say?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we're rolling, and it's great. So I'm here on behalf of the NDSCS Cat-Backer Board and Athletics and the Alumni Foundation, just to kind of spread what's going on and let you guys know what to expect and to answer some questions and talk about, yeah, the football team and how well they're doing.
Well, I got Wildcat Willie right back here on the wall watching over us too, which seems appropriate.
I see that. And for the listeners, it's a bigger sign than the Bison one and the Twins one.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I'm happy.
We know who to go with.
That's right.
Well, talk a little bit, Yoni, about the season too, and catch us up for people that might not know. I mean, short of unstoppable.
Yeah, the football team has had a great year. They finished the season ranked number one, 9-1 on their was their record. They ended up losing to the Fergus Falls team, M State there, but they got them back.
They got revenge.
They got their revenge.
Yeah.
And I was at that game, and it was a cold one. And the fans followed, and we were there, and they played well, and they just dominated the game from the beginning to the end. So, and you know, the football team is just, I tell you what, Coach Isendorf's doing something, and his staff are doing something special over there. They got the kids bought in.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing great things. They're playing well. They seem to be, you know, one unit. So it's going good for them.
So that in culmination, mm-hmm. That's why they're having the season they're having.
You know, I think so. I've had the pleasure of listening to, you know, several different players come to speak at our Cat-Backer luncheons and hearing their stories. And oftentimes those questions are asked, what makes you guys click, or what do you think the difference is? You know, I think the upperclassmen leadership has been a big reflection to the success that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of those sophomores that lost last year to Fergus Falls and didn't have the season that they wanted, and then some were even on the hangover from COVID where they didn't have a season.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
So those upperclassmen, their leadership has really kind of trickled down, and it's created this culture, I believe, and not only football, but I think in a lot of sports.
Well, definitely a winning culture, and getting them through the playoffs too. To me, just, you know, kind of standing on the outside, they seem to breeze through this. It's just like, no sweat, just another day.
Yeah, you know, I've seen this football team play, you know, for many years, and you know, again, they just seem to be clicking on all cylinders right now. So it's really, really exciting to see.
So is that on both sides, offense and defense? They're strong both ways.
Yeah, and then it seems to surprise you where the defense steps up more and you're surprised because of the game that they had. And mm-hmm. then offense will surprise you and just kind of take the show. But yeah, it's pretty. So just to give you an example, so like I pulled some stats here. So for offense alone, NDSCS, the Graydon Buell has 23 touchdowns. He leads the conference in touchdowns. And then for receiving touchdowns, we have two of the top five in Mendez and Brown, or Borgen. So our offense is definitely doing something right.
Right.
But I tell you what, we're going to be playing a tough team, College of DuPage, and they're ranked right there with us. Their quarterback is ranked number two, has 15 touchdowns. They have the other two of the top five receivers are also from College of DuPage.
I was trying to think the last time the Cats went to the Nationals.
So
I got to go back. Do you have the year?
Well, it's a little different now. So the Division III national championship is still very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the last time they went to a bowl game was about 10 years ago.
Okay, that would be right. Yeah.
But it was a little different then. We were a Division I or Division II junior college. And so we would go to the RC Cola Bowl. That's what it was.
I was trying to think of that earlier.
Mm-hmm. And then from there, they would get invited to a national championship game. So the actual national championship, I believe this might be the first one, Bill.
Okay.
But there again, because it's Division III too, right?
So, sure.
A little different play out than the Division I.
How great is it for you to be kind of like personally invested in all that? That must make getting out of bed in the morning a lot more fun.
I tell you what, it's just working for the Alumni Foundation in general, being back to my alma mater, this place means the world to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've said this story multiple times. If this, you know, I'm a first-generation college grad. You know, I met my wife here. Some of my best friends here. In fact, some of my best friends are flying to the game in Chicago.
Oh, that's great.
So that's going to be great.
Right.
But, you know, just having those ties to the college and to be part of it and to wear red and black, you know, so prideful is a lot. And then now to see the football team, which gave me my in, mm-hmm. doing so well and, you know, having a good relationship with Isendorf and his coaching staff. And it's absolutely very, very prideful.
Izzy's had a good year.
He has. And he has a good coaching staff. And you know, again, they're just clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's catch us up now. You got a big celebration here. And community-wise, want to give the Cats a good send-off.
Absolutely. So we invite the community. Please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, come send this team off. It's a big deal. It's a, you know, really big deal.
Yeah.
We're going to have a send-off tomorrow night, 7:30. I know it's church night. But if you can, just come. It won't be long, maybe 20 minutes, half hour. Coach is going to say a few things, have a few players. Just consider a pep rally, mm-hmm. you know. But we're going to have that send-off tomorrow at the BAC at 7:30. We'll also be having everyone's invited to the National Championship Watch Party, which will be Saturday, December 3rd, at the Harry Stern and Ella Stern Cultural Center there on campus. So
mm-hmm.
You guys can come there and watch the football game live streamed on ESPN3 with some local, you know, Cat backers or fans and students
right.
alike cheering the Wildcats on. So those are the two big things. And, of course, the national championship is on Saturday against College of DuPage in Glen Allen, Illinois. This is the Red Grange Bowl, the Division III national championship game. So,
Red Grange, there's some history there, too.
I hear.
We will be broadcasting that game, too, if you can make the watch party.
Fantastic.
We'll be broadcasting that as well. Andrew Zimmel going down with the team, and he will have the play-by-play.
Great. That's
because,
fantastic.
Because got to back the Cats, definitely.
Yeah, they've had a pretty good traveling fan group, I would say. When we went to the game in St. Cloud for the MCAC championship against Fergus Falls, we had a good following. So I'm hoping it's the same, and we can represent, you know, the red and black in those stands.
Quickly, now that we got just a couple minutes, let's mm-hmm. talk about volleyball too, because they need some props too. They had a great season.
I tell you what, Coach Pesa, I said it before, she's arguably going to go down as one of the greatest junior college coaches in the nation ever.
I believe that.
And
I think you're right.
It came down to it couldn't have come down to, you know, a more perfect scenario for one team and not so much for the other team. We went down to the final match, and it's what you want to see.
Right.
You know, it was definitely they earned it. And that's just the way it goes. It wasn't our night, but we played well. We had a good season.
Mm-hmm.
The expectations were there. The expectations are there, I know, in talking to Coach Pesa. And, you know, she'll be all right. She'll bounce back. She always does. And
right.
she'll go out and recruit. I know she's hitting the recruiting circuit hard now. She got local talent, Abby Johnson from Breckenridge. She'll be joining the Cowboys, sorry, but the Wildcats next year. So yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch volleyball next year as well. So come check them out.
Sounds good. And again, folks, make this send off.
Yes, please.
It is
it is
tomorrow night out at the BAC. What time are you getting going?
7:30
tomorrow night. Yeah. BAC.
Yeah,
all
come
right.
Check them out. I'm sure the Wildcat football team will be signing autographs for the kids and just really show them some community support and love is what we ask.
Absolutely.
Basketball team is rolling, so come out if you're looking for something to do. We have a great ladies basketball team and men's basketball team. Coach Park is on her first season. She's mm-hmm. doing well. She's got some good talent. Coach Stu always represents and does well.
Always.
You know, some local talent, Noah's there. Christensen is back for his sophomore year. So I encourage you guys to come watch some good basketball this winter as well. You won't be disappointed.
Back the Cats.
That's right.
Yoni, my friend, don't wait so long next time.
I appreciate you.
Door's always open for you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yoni Fobb. And again, don't forget, Wildcats send-off tomorrow night, 7:30 at the BAC. It's 9:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.
Hey, everybody. This is Turner Blaufus, and you can catch me making a fool of myself from 2 to 6 every weekday on AM 1450 KBMW.